You would take just a moment and turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6. The Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication." How much is everything? That means we're not to leave anything out, anything going on in our world, the plight of our neighbors, those in our family, our extended family, the things that we hear about, that people are telling us about, that are happening in their lives, worries that they may have, anxieties that they're dealing with. We need to be good stewards of what God has given us, the privilege to represent others in prayer, to take their supplications, their requests before the throne room of grace, and let God know that we trust Him and place those things in their hands. And sometimes we have to pray for those that don't have faith to pray. They're going through those issues and they may be a believer, but weak in faith. And so we need to take prayer serious. The scripture again says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving." So it's important that we remember that when we're praying to God, that the heart is a heart of thanksgiving when we go before the Lord. It just takes a half a second to look at our lives and realize how blessed that we truly are, how great our God is. So the right heart to go before the Lord in prayer is a heart of thanksgiving for what God has done, for who God is, and what His promises are. So the scripture says that we are to take everything to the Lord by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It says, "Let your requests be made known to God." So I want to encourage you, as we have a time of prayer tonight, we're going to pray all the prayers on the prayer wall for Calvary. We have a lot of people that constantly are sending us their prayer requests, and every Wednesday morning, I want to invite you to come and join us, 9 o'clock Wednesday mornings. We have a group that comes up here, and we pray for everybody in this church, all of your needs, all the things you've told us about. And we pray straight through our prayer wall. All the prayer requests that people have put on the website, we pray for. So I encourage you to join us on Wednesday mornings and be prayer warriors with us. And the scripture says that we are to make these things known to who? To God. Take these things before God. So instead of maybe the first knee-jerk reaction to an issue is to call somebody else on the phone or text or email somebody about our issue, the very first communication we should have when something arises is immediately go before the Lord and tell the Lord about it and see what God has in store for your situation. And so it says, "Let your requests be made known to God." And then here's the promise. This is why we do it. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So, you know, people ask me oftentimes, you know, "How are you doing?" And I can sincerely say, I'm doing fine. I'm doing well. The circumstances in my life might be chaotic, and I might have, you know, crazy storms all around me, or, you know, wind and waves just splashing against my life. But I'm good because I know the Master and Commander. I know who's in charge of it. I expect in this world there will be trials and tribulations. Jesus Christ told us that. But He said, "Fear not, because He's overcome the world." And so these are the reasons why God has promised us that we can have a peace that surpasses all understanding. Meaning that when we're having a situation arise around us, we can still have peace. So sometimes God will allow the storm to rage all around us. We don't have the answer for the actual storm itself, but instead of calming the storm, He calms us in the midst of the storm. That's why it says it's peace that surpasses all understanding. Nobody can understand if you don't know Jesus or you have a weak faith. You may look at that individual and go, "Are they just nuts? Don't they realize that all the things going on around them, and yet how can they have peace?" So it's not that we're sweeping the troubles under the carpet. It's that we're placing them in the hands of a loving God who can do anything. All things are possible in Christ Jesus. And then He ends this passage by saying, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So he'll guard our mind from falling apart. He'll guard our heart from coming unglued. He can do that for us if we will look to him and look at any issue in our life through the filter of the master and commander who's in charge of everything. So with that, I'd like to show you just a short little video.
Daniel was a man of God who was an advisor to a king. One day, some men who were jealous of Daniel convinced the king to issue an edict that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to the king, would be fed to hungry lions. And yet, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. And three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Faced with the hungry mouths of lions, Daniel gave thanks. Paul was a Christian leader during a very dangerous time for the church. He had to leave the city of Philippi after facing mounting persecution and an illegal imprisonment. And all of that persecution was then inherited by the Philippian church. And yet, in his letter to the church, he says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Faced with violence, prison, even death, Paul told the church to give thanks. Prayer and thanksgiving can't be separated. It's as if the only real prayers must be spoken with gratefulness. How else are we to pray without ceasing unless we are living a life of continual thanks? In all situations, at all times, thanking God for everything. You see, the gift of prayer, this privilege of communing with our Creator, is our opportunity to show our complete submission to God's will, in sorrows and joys alike, in all things, in every prayer. There must be one constant: Lord God, thank you.
We're going to have an evening now of prayer, and at different points I may call on different people here tonight to say some of these prayers for us. I have a long list to go through, so I will say the prayers, and if you will just agree with me in prayer, and then if I call upon you, just pray out loud so we can say yay and amen to your prayers. All right. Heavenly Father, we come before the throne of grace as you've told us we can run boldly to you with our prayers and requests and emotions and feelings and issues in our life, Lord, and simply with thanksgiving and love for you. We lift up the marriages in our church, Lord, as Michael has asked us to pray for this, that, Lord, that you would heal all the hurts and the offenses and the slights and the sorrows that many marriage couples are going through and feeling, Lord. We pray that you would bless our married couples with plenty of grace and overabundance of grace, Lord, for one another. The capacity to give to one another what each other may not deserve at the moment. But we know that that is the medicine, Lord, that will heal anything. Grace and mercy and love, Lord, fill our hearts with these attributes, Lord. We pray that you would heal our marriages from the damage, Lord, of sin and neglect and hard-heartedness and self-centeredness, Lord. We just pray, Father, tonight that you'd turn all of our marriages back to you and fully to you, that we would submit everything in our marriage into your hands for your glory. Lord, we want to lift up Steve McFaul, who's running for the office of New Mexico Congressman. We want to pray for Steve in this political race. We pray, Lord, that you would bless him mightily with the support and the help that he needs, Lord, to win this race. We pray, Father, that you would guide and direct him in every way as he seeks this position, Lord, a position of leadership to protect the rights and the freedoms, Lord, and the liberties of our country and our state. We pray tonight that Steve would have the opportunity, Lord, to represent you in the halls of Congress, to represent the ethics and the morals, Lord, the values that we find written in your written word. We pray, Father, that if he were to be elected by your will, that he would represent your values and your will for our nation and legislatures. And all of the plans, Lord, that our government may have at this moment for new regulations, new laws, new philosophies for this country. We pray tonight that you would lift up and raise up men and women, Lord, to represent you, the absolute truth of the written word of God, Lord, for this country. Lord, we also want to lift up Joanne Lucero tonight. We pray for her health, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, that you brought her through that moment of trial, Lord, health-wise. We pray, Father, for her body, that you would just strengthen her body. And Father, we just pray that you would, by your hand, heal her and that her blood pressure would just be perfect, Lord. You're such a gracious God, and you can do anything. And so we just put her into your hands tonight, her illness, her situation, Lord. Give her good health, and give Ernie good health as well. And we want to thank you, Lord, for their role model as a godly couple. Their marriage is so inspiring. We just thank you for it, Lord. They give you all the glory. And Lord, tonight we just want to pray for my grandchildren, Gabriel and Sophia. We pray, Lord, that you would protect them and protect what they hear and what they see, Lord. And we just pray that you would give us wisdom, Stephanie and Jessica, as we're seeking this legal remedy, Lord, to be able to see our grandchildren, to be able to bless them, Lord, and impact their life. So we pray, Lord, that you would give us favor with the court system, Lord, to accomplish this, and that not long from now, we would all see Sophia and Gabriel here in this church. And we just thank you, Lord, for that. And Jolt, would you like to pray for your son? He's on the prayer list. Lord, we lift up Jolt and Claire tonight, and we just pray that you would bless their marriage, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that it would always be vibrant, always be a reflection of your nature, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you'd be with them and help them to be godly parents, Lord, that they would reflect your nature to Adam, and that they would be an example of your grace and love and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and mercies and grace, that he would fall more in love with you, Lord, as he sees his father and mother loving you and serving you, Lord, sold out for you, Lord. Keep him in your hands, we pray tonight. We want to pray for the Calvary Chapel pastors in Albuquerque, Silver City, Roswell, and Española, for Skip and Joe Gross and Ray Jaramillo, Jim Suttle and Dion Cordova. We just pray for them, Father, that you would bless them with wisdom and guidance and direction for pastoring their churches, Lord. You know what your will is for them. We pray you give them a fresh vision, Lord, for what this year holds. Where are you taking our churches, Lord? Give us guidance and direction. We want to walk safely behind you, Lord. We don't have the plan. We're asking you for the plan, Lord, for all of us. Show us the way, Lord. Bless us, Lord, we pray. And let's see. Sean, would you pray for me and Mav and Devin and the Ugandan pastors that are putting together the conferences for this year?
We lift up this ministry team, John, you guys, to go out there and
Devin, you want to pray for Maverick? Kina, would you mind praying for Sarah Bradley and Tracy Phyllis as they direct Enos Garcia and Taos Academy? Father, we lift up Michelle and her daughter Victoria, Lord. Michelle's heart is just broken, Lord, as her daughter, who was raised in a Christian home, Lord, she got involved with drugs and the making of pornography. She's turned her back on you and her family, Lord, and it's just tearing the heart out of Michelle. Tonight, we want to lift up Victoria to you, and we just pray for her salvation, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would bring her into an intimate relationship with you, and that you would heal her from all these things that darkness has placed upon her, Lord. We pray that you would free her from the bondage of sin and wickedness and the evil one. We pray tonight, Heavenly Father, that you would reveal yourself to her in such a way that she would cry out for you, that she would desire you, Lord. Help her to see her life through the context, Lord, of your righteousness. She needs you, Lord, tonight. We pray this very night that you would deliver her from the bondage, Lord, of sin. I pray for Devin tonight, Father, that you would continue to grow him in his faith into a deeper relationship with you, Lord, that you would protect his mind and his heart from outside influences, from carnal influences, worldly influences, Lord, that you would give him a capacity to use critical thinking, Lord, when it comes to his relationship with you and what the world has to offer, Lord, that he would see it for what it is, fleeting, fleeting. I pray, Father, that he would seek you with all his heart. I pray that you'd do wondrous things in his life, Lord, that you'd open his eyes to see the great things, Lord, that you have for him, that he would desire and seek, Heavenly Father, to minister on your behalf to whoever that you put across his path. I pray, Lord, he would have a heart for the things of God first and foremost, his first priority, Lord, to worship you and to live for you and to be an example, Lord, to others. I pray for Wyatt tonight. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll build him up, strengthen his heart, his love for you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would put such a desire in him to seek you and to seek the things of God. We pray that you give him opportunities, Lord, to grow and be nurtured, Lord, and surround him with godly people. We pray tonight for Sean and Anya, that again you would just give them the capacity, Lord, to be godly parents that would put you first in their life, in their marriage, Heavenly Father, and top priority to reflect your nature, your values and ethics and morals to Wyatt, Lord, that they would raise up another young man to serve you, Lord, to tell others of your love and your grace and your mercy and your kindness, Lord. Thank you. Tom, would you pray for the lost here in Taos, for those that need salvation in our town?
Dear Father, we know that you, without you, we can do nothing. We pray that those who do not know you would seek you, and by your Spirit you would draw them to yourself. And pray that you would lift them up, and to the extent that we could be a factor here at this church, we pray that you would equip us to do that and give us opportunity. Pray that things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Debbie, would you mind praying for my wife tonight?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all the blessings you have given all of us. We ask you to please be with Stephanie.
Yes, Lord.
Be with her as she continues to have some health problems. Please, dear Heavenly Father, take those away.
Yes, Lord.
And help her to be John's right hand. And help her to encourage her own children and her grandchildren, and help her to have a happy heart.
Yes, Lord.
And dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for sending your own Son, Jesus, to come and walk with us and die on the cross and rise again so that we know we can believe you. You are the mighty healer, and please heal Stephanie.
Yes, Lord.
Be with her.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sarah, would you pray for Amalia, who is trying to get into a university, and she needs prayer to open those doors for her.
Heavenly Father, just lift up Amalia to you. Thank you for this beautiful young woman who is working hard, trying to get into university, further her education and career. Lift her up to you and ask you to open those doors. Guide her in this path, her education path, so that your will would be done, Lord, in her life and in her education. Just lift her up and ask that, you know, all the things that she needs to do, the applications, essays that she needs to do, that you are guiding her and opening those doors for her. Pray in Jesus' name.
Lord, we lift up all the local pastors, the church leaders in Taos and our surrounding area here, Lord. We just pray to be with each one of them throughout this week, Lord, as they're preparing their studies. Lord, that they would partner with you, that your Holy Spirit would teach them and bring to remembrance all the scriptures you've put into their heart and mind, Lord, for this week. Pray, Heavenly Father, that you bless all of us, Lord, with a specific message from you for the congregations that you have called us to. Lord, help us. We can do nothing without you, Lord. We want to feed your sheep and tend your sheep, as we know that's your desire for us and for your sheep, Lord. Use us, Lord, as your instruments of peace and joy. Help us, Lord, to instruct and to help our flocks, Lord, to grow in faith and in love with you, that we would be worshipers, Lord, ourselves, that we would seek you and seek your word privately, Lord. Grow us as pastors and men of God and women of God here, all the church leadership, all the ministries in our area, Lord, people that are just serving you, Lord, from the depths of their soul, to bring glory to your name. We ask a blessing upon them all, every home fellowship and every children's ministry worker, and all the maintenance people in our churches and the office people. Lord, everyone, we just pray a blessing upon them. Lord, we thank you that you would give us the privilege to represent you. And so strengthen us and empower us to do it, Lord. We also want to lift up Diego, Lord, who's suffering with cancer, and we just pray, Heavenly Father, tonight that you would heal him from it. And we pray, Lord, our prayer is to heal him, Lord, but if you should choose to lead him through it, then we pray for his comfort, Lord, by your hand, and his peace, Lord, by your hand. We just pray according to your will. And Lord, we lift up Joanna tonight. She has three children. She works a very demanding job as a nurse, and she needs strength, Lord, and encouragement and peace and comfort, Lord, from on high. We just pray that Joanne and her family, Lord, would attend worship services somewhere regularly. Call them into a church family, we pray. We pray that they would be blessed by their church family and by hearing your word and being encouraged and tended to. We pray, Heavenly Father, for her marriage. We pray that you would strengthen their marriage in every way by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Be her rock and be her fortress. And Doc, would you pray for the law enforcement and emergency responders in town?
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you all of those men and women who serve. They serve at strange hours, strange times, and oftentimes trauma, misery, sadness, heartbreak, all of those horrible things that can and do happen. That you would strengthen these folks and give them the light. As they reach out and touch in helping ways, they can give the message of your love, your truth, the depth that you offer each of us and each of them to other human beings that are in need and in want. And that you'd lift them up and also their families that stand behind them and have to sustain questions of safety for their loved ones, that you would just guide and protect all of these people, the young ones that are training for any of these professions, that you would inspire them in godly ways with the truth, and do not let them be deceived or turned or twisted by strange words or attitudes or anything of that nature. Let the purity flow through them to others that are going to be helped by their presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we want to lift up all of the national and local leadership, Lord. We pray that your hand would be upon them. And Lord, whether they be believers or non-believers, Lord, we know that you work in all hearts. And we just pray that your will be done. We pray, Father, for those that don't know you personally, that you would lead them into salvation, that you would reveal yourself to them, Lord. Give them the backdrop of grace and mercy and love and kindness that they could see the truth of their own hearts and their need for a Savior, Lord. We pray for the salvation of our political leaders, regardless of their parties. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that they would have a heart to serve others, other-centeredness, Lord. We pray for our leaders, Lord, that are Christian, that have given their life to you, Lord, and that it is their desire to reflect your nature. We pray that you'll help them to make a stand, not to waver, but to stand strong in the face of adversity and challenges, Lord. Be with each one of them, Lord. Protect their marriages. Protect their hearts, Lord. Open their eyes. Show them the way, Lord, for them to best lead. Give them boldness when it comes to voting on legislature, laws and rules and regulations for our nation, Lord. Guide and direct their thinking. We pray that they'll have wisdom and boldness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and that you do have a plan for this nation and that you work through these officials, Lord. So we just pray for your mercies, your peace, and in this election year, we just trust you, Lord, for your will to be done. Is there someone that might like to pray for me and for our ministry here? Anyone? No one? Okay. I'm hurt. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I do pray for fresh vision for Calvary Taos, Show me, Lord, how we can reach the lost in our community and those that are unchurched, that are believers, Lord, that maybe they've been hurt in the past by their church experiences, Lord. We just pray that you draw them here where we can love on them and encourage them and reflect your nature to them and be a blessing to them, Lord. We pray for healing for those, Lord, that have been hurt by organized religion and those, Heavenly Father, that have been led astray by false teachers in this town. We just pray, Heavenly Father, that you just draw them into churches, Lord, that are being led by men of God. We pray tonight, Lord, for Paul. He's asking, Father, for supernatural strength and courage to press forward. He's been struggling, Lord, in many areas. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give Paul love for others and deliver him, Father, from sin. We pray also that you would heal him mentally and physically, Lord, as he just has mental struggles, Lord. We pray that you'd help him to have a clear mind. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just give him a breakthrough and help him, Lord, to be patient, to wait on your timing for events in his life to unfold by your will and not kick doors in, Lord, and try to make things happen outside of your will. So we just pray for him tonight, comfort and peace. And Father, we pray he'd sense your presence with him. Nothing gives us peace like your presence. Tonight we want to thank you, Lord, for the church finances. We just thank you that you always bless us. You always meet our every need. Father, where you guide, you always provide. And we want to thank you for that tonight. Lord, we pray for Seth, who's moving from Newport, Virginia to Bend, Oregon. It's a long trip. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, as he's letting us know that he's physically and mentally tired and that his money is tight, Lord. And we just pray that you would give him restful sleep, that deep and healing sleep, Lord. And we pray that you would go before him on this trip, Lord. Guide and direct him. We pray that you would keep your angels about his vehicle and his trailer and, Lord, get him there safely. And we pray that this new opportunity in his life, Lord, a new venture, a new surrounding. We just pray, Lord, that also you would renew his heart for the things of God, that where he's going, Lord, that he would look for ways and places and opportunities to serve you and make a difference in that community, and that they would be blessed to have him there, we pray. Joanna, would you mind praying for the youth of our church? Josephine, would you pray for David and Susanna and maybe the rest of your family and your sphere of influence? Connie, would you pray for, or Carla, would you pray for all of the children and grandchildren in this congregation? Father, tonight we lift up Randy and Nina. They're both struggle with back issues, and along with Randy and Nina, we also pray for John Valerio with his back issues, my son JB. There's people struggling with these issues with the back and their neck, and Lord, we just pray tonight that you would bring them peace and comfort tonight, that they would actually have a restful and peaceful night, Lord, that you'd remove that pain and the suffering that they go through, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that all things are possible with you. And so we just trust their health and their well-being into your hands tonight, Heavenly Father. We want to just lift up anyone in our congregation, Lord, who are going through hard decisions, life change decisions, Lord. We pray that you'd be with each one of them, Lord. You know our plight, Lord. You care about everything in our lives. And as new opportunities present themselves, whether it's new jobs or financial opportunities, opportunities to minister on your behalf, a new house, moving, new vehicles, whatever it might be, Lord, whatever the decisions are, we pray tonight, Lord, that you'd be with each individual and that you would just give your supreme, supernatural guidance and direction. That you'd open doors, Lord, and show us where to walk. And Father, we pray you will close doors tightly where you don't want us to be. Guide and direct us, Lord, in practical and clear-cut ways that we can see it and know for sure, Lord, where you want us and what your will is for our life. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for the building that we have to meet in. We thank you for the love that you put in our hearts for one another. Continue to grow us, Lord. Help us to be even a closer, more tight-knit, more intimate family. Help us, Lord, to have a heart for each other, to get to know one another, to want to learn what's happening in each other's lives, to stir up love and good works between each other, and do what we can to encourage and embrace and help each other, Lord, in this hard and difficult life. Tonight we pray all these things for your glory, and we pray them in the precious and holy name of Jesus the Christ. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Jesus loves you. I want to encourage you in two things. Pray without ceasing. Don't forget to pray. Pray in your houses. Pray in the morning. Pray on the walkway. Pray in the evenings. Pray on the evening walk. Pray with your wives. Pray with your husbands. Pray with your children. Be people of prayer. God answers prayer. God bless you all, and I hope that you have a wonderful week. And by the way, it's my 41st wedding anniversary tonight. There you have it. What is it? What's his name?
His name is Tony Viola.
Let's pray for him. Okay.
And Zaina.
Huh? And Zaina. Okay. Heavenly Father, we lift up Tony and we just pray, Father, tonight, again, that your healing hand would be upon him. And we thank you, Lord, that they removed the trachea. And we just pray, Father, that he'll have good breathing, that you'll heal him completely from this COVID, Lord. And I just pray that you give him peace tonight. It's always a little scary when you don't know what's going to happen each day, you know, with these illnesses that come upon us. And so we just pray for peace and comfort for him and all of his family. And we want to thank you that you brought Zaina back to us safely. And we just pray a blessing upon her tonight. We pray she would sense your presence with her, Lord, and that you would bring her great joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. 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 Heavenly Father, we lift up Patrick to you right now. We just pray, Father, again, that your hand would be upon Patrick. And I know he's a man of God. He's trusting you, Lord. And we just pray that you give his body tonight by your power. We just pray you give him comfort and peace tonight. We pray that you take these pains away, that where he's stiff and it's painful, Lord. We just pray that you do a wonderful work. We trust you for it tonight. Give him rest tonight, a peaceful rest tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.